going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cavs Heat. And it's interesting. We talked a fair amount heading into game one. We talked a little bit more heading into game two, or a little less heading into game two. I felt like it's not because of the draft. I just think the first two games let a lot of the air out of this series.
Yeah.
And, man, I got to tell you, game three just about let all the airs out of the tire on this one.
I mean, I'll be watching, but am I like glued to the television tonight?
Yeah. Well, like, here's the thing. Like, I worried... when you get in the postseason, I generally feel like you can't talk enough Cavs because you want to be in it and you want to, you know, you want to be the guys. I don't know how much there is to analyze here. They're doing everything that you could possibly want. They are punking the Heat. And game three was honestly the best game they've played. Not Donovan's best game, but the best game they've played. And the most decisive ass kicking I've seen from this team. And you add the Darius stuff with Darius not being out there. I don't know game three could have been a more impressive performance given that you also were going on the road and proving you could do that on the road.
Yeah, they won by 37. I mean, it was the Heat's largest loss in postseason history. It's incredible to think just how belt to ass that whole entire game went.
Yeah. And are we not serving the fans enough? And I get, but like, where's the analysis? Hey, Darius Garland, super important. You didn't need him. Hey,
super important.
Evan and Jarrett, basketball players, right?
Yeah.
Rebounds, blocks, steals.
I'd love to know what people want to do outside of just like just pom pom wave and just talk about like, hey, Nick, I think they're great at basketball.
Like, you know,
do you also think they're great at basketball?
You know what? I wasn't going to say this because I wasn't ready to say it.
Say it until, with your chest.
You know, I'm going to say it with authority. All right. They're really good at basketball. It felt good.
That's a take.
It felt damn good.
But I think you
no
going out on a limb
it.
Like that, I think it's worth it.
No one
and
is
it's going to pay off for you because they're great.
No one is saying like you and I are that the Cavs are just really damn good. Nobody is.
It's good to be first to market to something here.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice.
Like everything else.
Nice to recognize that we could have that lane.
But no, I mean, like, it's interesting. Like, I'm excited about tonight's game. I'm excited for the series to be over.
I want it to be over. I think I want them to have the rest. I want them to go into the Indiana series with Darius Garland being 100%, assuming it's the Indiana series. Darius Garland being 100%, I want to put the Heat behind us. And I don't want to... By the way, even if we end it, not only is it good for Darius, but it also then wipes away any idea of somebody else potentially getting injured in a series, again, that is just wrapped up.
So I mentioned overtime with Big Weege later.
Yeah.
As a reminder, guys, we do have the Browns draft review show. Coming up at 7, Kevin Stefanski's going to join the show, so make sure you guys know we got that coming up as well.
Wouldn't it be funny if Stefanski just spent 20 minutes on Dylan Gabriel? All right, so talk about Shador, and he's like, so that Dylan Gabriel.
He's got to overcompensate tonight, right?
And go in the other direction and talk about Shador a lot?
They're like, guys, I like Dylan, let me tell you about Shador. Okay, if you hear more Shador than you do Dylan tonight, I'm going to say it was an overcorrection.
Okay, I'm prepared for that.
Because they heard a certain show talk about it.
What do you say if it's not, if that doesn't happen? Is he just really still infatuated with
then
Dylan
Kevin
Gabriel?
Just and that's really just,
and you just Kevin does not
all
care.
All about that Gabriel business
there.
There
we go.
But back to the, like, we've reached this weird point where I chastised you before game three of like, dude, no. Let's let him earn it. You know, like
yeah.
I'm
glad that was your recollection of how it went down, too.
Your boy doesn't forget. But no, this idea, and like game three, I was watching it, and I it was on my TV. It was the predominant thing I was watching. I don't know how much I took away from that game. No, you just slaughtered them. And to me, like tonight is about just, guys, don't play with your food. Right.
Well, it would be nice to get out to another 14-5 Miami Heat start so that Charles can come on the TV and tell you the game is over and then watch the Cavs just go crazy for the remaining part of the game.
I wanted to tweet this, and of course I did not do that because I was on the phone with my best buddy in the world, and the Gardos were on the background, and the draft was on my computer screen. So I just there was too many things going on. When they started 4-5, and they weren't, and they, like Donovan was bringing the ball up the court, and if the ball came to him, he would shoot it. But by and large, Donovan was not, like, the ball was not meant to go to Donovan.
Yeah.
That was a, hey, we're going to see if everyone else can beat the Heat kind of game, and then that's exactly what happened. But when they were 14-5, and they were only down by 9 points, and Donovan just did not look like he was going to be a huge part of the game plan, and everybody else was getting their shots, I had the thought of, like, oh, they're going to kill them. The Cavs are going to murder.
The Cavs are going to?
Yes, because they don't.
That's funny you say that. Because
if they were so serious, if the Cavs were in any way worried, you just would have had Donovan take over the game. And at no point did they seem like that was any part of the plan.
It was funny because, again, so many things were happening at that time in Cleveland sports. Guardians on, Shador was just drafted, all these other things. And I saw so many people. Our buddy John Fanna. John was victim of this as well. John was one of the group of people after that
the
start
old
by Miami.
Fanta flip flop.
Where he was like, I told everyone Miami was going to show up. I was some tweet. I'm paraphrasing, but I love John. It was something to that effect of like
you knew
Miami wasn't going to lay down and die. You knew Miami was going to bring it, and then you just watched the remaining part of the basketball game, and the Cavs just they de-pantsed them
in one game. And really, it's been about the cumulative effect of three games. In three games, I'm ready to say I'll be disappointed if they don't get the sweep tonight.
Well, there's actual things at play here, and that's why I think it's important. I think it's important for the Darius Garland rest. Yep. I also think it's important to end this series. You don't put yourself in any sort of harm's way moving forward, and no one cares. You don't need to, a gentleman's sweep isn't something you need to have happen, NBA. No one's watching this series outside of people in Cleveland. People in Miami aren't even watching this series. The get-in price was like $12 in a baggie, as I keep joking. Like, it just... It's okay to end this thing.
Oh, that was a joke. I thought that was probably real in Miami.
I mean, how many people could have gone to that game if you live in Miami?
I know,
the getting price was very low, but like you know how many things you can do in Miami outside of watch them just get destroyed by the Cavs?
Like 80 of them are just drug related.
A lot of things.
Yeah.
Even if the top 100 are all drug related.
Yep.
You got a lot of things you can do.
You can go fishing, right?
You can go to the beach.
You can go... to a Marlins game.
I don't even know that Pat Riley was in attendance. Actually, Shakira was in attendance for that game.
I did know that. Turns out they got her and the Jimmy Butler divorce.
You got
Big
Shakira?
Mistake.
Well, I don't know.
I thought Shakira's rights would have transferred with Jimmy Butler. Turns out that is not a thing.
I'd rather have Shakira than Jimmy Butler in the long term.
I think everyone would.
Oh, I thought you were saying you wanted Jimmy Butler in the divorce.
No. If I'm Jimmy Butler... and Shakira stays in Miami, and I have to go to Golden State, I probably just end my little sit-in and go start playing for the Miami Heat.
Okay.
Hey, Jimmy, you can get out of here, but Shakira's got to stay. You know what? Everything I said about those hard feelings, I think we're good now. I actually really like Miami. Pat Riley's the GOAT. I'm just going to sit back over here and just check it out.
What was that you said?
Check it out.
Matt, do you know what he's doing?
I'm going to giggle. I don't want to giggle on air. I'm just saying Shakira's name.
Okay.
Shakira. What are we doing? Come on.
Okay.
Come on now.
I'm sorry I brought up Shakira now.
I don't think you should be. I'm
that's
not.
Honestly, in my things that captured my attention in that game, Shakira was top three.
She really
top three
just
on the list.
Top three. I think that's a hot take.
Might be top two. I don't know.
I'd say top one. Well done, Miami. Okay, the other things you could do in Miami, rent a boat.
They do talk about being on boats often.
Go out to international waters, commit a crime. That's one of the things you could do.
You could. You could punch Dan Lebatard in the face, too. Like, that's an option.
That's true.
I wouldn't advise doing it, but you could do that.
Anybody from that show.
Sure.
They're just out. Like, you can find one of the...
They are in Miami.
The Codys? Is that what they're called?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, sure. One of them. Father and son duo. Bam, bam. Right in a row.
Oh.
Yeah. You can... do they have a museum there? They got to have a museum right there.
What's the best museum in Miami? Do they have like a beach museum or something? Do you think they have like a narcos museum? Wouldn't that be great?
It could just
that
be like, needs to like be an on abandoned the tour. Building.
Why is that not on the tour, the Miami tour? Someone needs to create like some sort of drug narcos type tour and just watch people just they flock to it.
Wait, do we get to do the drugs while there?
Well, it's kind of like you ever do the
Royal Week,
the Anheuser-Busch tour in St. Louis. You ever do that? The beer tours?
Yeah.
At the very end of it, they give you that basically, it turns out to be a flight of beers.
Yeah, maybe that's how we end. Bag?
Yeah, maybe that's how we end this tour.
All right, guys. Here's some Molly. Here's some Bam Bam.
Different cuts. You just make sure there's no fentanyl or anything.
That's true.
Like, we're all good.
These are all pure. We Greg in accounting. He's tested them, and he seems fine.
That's actually their tagline. Seems fine.
By the way, is it bad?
That's how you end the tour.
Run out of things you can do in Miami? You can go to boat. You can go do some drugs.
And yet, it's revered as one of the best cities in America. Although it probably won't exist 50 years from now, Nick. Miami's in a lot of problems. They're going to be underwater in 50 years. Don't buy real estate in Miami. It's not going to exist.
Or do. All right? Bet against science. I think you should bet against science.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Yeah. The Super Blue Miami Immersive Art Experiences.
Did someone send you a list of museums?
Mac might have sent it here.
All right.
Oh, what a great museum!
What is it?
Oh, boy. The Museum of S.E.X.
Oh, they have one of those in Vegas, too.
No, that's a Bunny Ranch.
Oh, they have one of those, too.
Yeah, that's an immersive experience.
Yeah, they have them both. They have them both.
You get the Perez Art Museum, Miami.
Oh, yeah. Isn't Miami the place where they sold that the banana tape to the wall for $1 million?
I think that was also the Museum of Sex.
I do think that was Miami. Oh, jeez. He's talking downtown.
You can go to Wynwood Walls. Who don't want to go there?
So their museum seems, it's not hot.
Vizcaya Museum and Gardens. You can go there.
You're not going to out-freak this freak, okay?
Crappy museum scene. But the beaches are nice. The sun is nice. I guess why...
This is also the Museum of Sex.
It's a great museum.
No, the Lock and Load Museum.
What would you do in a museum of sex? I'm not sure how this would go for you because your brain always goes to the innuendos. I don't know.
You think I would get kicked out?
I don't know what would happen. I don't know about getting kicked out, but
I think
arcade,
I would just.
Woman!
I think I would just strip down naked and just see where it went from there.
You know, if this sports radio thing doesn't work out because the segment's like this,
yeah.
I think you should be like a tour guide at the Museum of Sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we're heading over to Whips and Chains here. Who wants to wear the mask?
You'd have
giggle,
all the...
Huh? I giggle on air.
You'd have all the fun jokes in the different spots.
Who wants to be daddy?
Unbelievable.
Making that new drop.
Will you be disappointed if the Cavs don't get the sweep tonight? And Tyler Hero makes a proclamation. You want to hear this in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. There's got to be an algorithm to it because it's got to be word count meets... quality of statement. Like the specificity with which he talked about Dylan Gabriel on Friday did not match up with the specificity of his comments on drafting Shador on Saturday.
That makes sense.
Like, if, for instance, I say, oh man, my youngest kids are such good kids. They really love them and they're each coming into their own personality. Olivia's great. That was an awful example. Wow. Failed on the floor.
You're also telling us which one, the golden. Do you have a golden child?
No. I mean, Vanessa might disagree, but no, I don't. I could never do that. It would hurt my feelings to hurt my kids' feelings.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because of how I grew up and the way things kind of went with my family.
Pitting their love against each other?
No. Just the idea of, there were times where I felt like the just least favorite kid. And it was nobody's fault. It was all how I felt. But that really sucks. Like, well, that really, 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 really hurts for a really long time.
It is kind of weird, though, if someone has a wire-to-wire always the golden child, right? You kind of want to be up and down and up and down when you think back on it.
Yeah, like, honestly, if somebody's a golden child, they're not failing enough. Like, and if they're, if they're not failing enough, then they're not trying enough.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta fail a little bit to go ahead and learn your lessons and become the best iteration of yourself. If everything's easy-peasy, what are you doing, really?
Yeah, I've come from the belief that the world is doing push-ups ready to kick your ass. Like, if you're just always the golden child, it's not doing enough hard lessons out there.
I can tell you, as somebody who's been out in the world now for many years, that's exactly what the world is doing.
Uh-huh.
It is just, oh, you thought you'd had enough. Here's another foot, sir. By the way, a little birdie tells us, it's Chris Fedor of Cleveland.com, saying Darius Garland, toe. Not on the court for his normal pregame warm-up time. Is this if he doesn't play tonight? You feeling good about that?
How can I say anything different based off of what we saw in Game 3?
I mean, I think it is a bit of a risk not having him out there for two of these games, even if they should still win.
I know, but Game 3 was so emphatic that. So listen, I was getting ready when before Game 3 tipped off. I was thinking about whether or not I was going to give him the old Peterlin pass, right?
Like
I was
Peterlin pass.
Thank you. I was thinking about it. I'm like, if they don't have Darius Garland, can we think about him the same way? The core four needs to all be intact, all these other type of things. But Miami is just such doo-doo of a basketball team, and the Cavs are playing so good that I can't look at Darius not being on the court and suggest anything out of it.
Let's say it's a close game. They lose by 2 points to extend this thing to game five.
Welcome to game five. I'll be thinking about I will probably find some way to blame the NBA for always doing gentleman sweep anyway.
I also was thinking maybe blame the referees for the way the whistles went in the first two games.
Well, no, but they won those games, so it doesn't really matter.
No, it does matter, because bleep those referees. Get Tony Brothers out of this league. Now, listen, if I don't know how serious this is, and I think it's definitely something that if it costs you two games of the playoffs, should we think this is more serious than the Cavs have let on?
Oh, we always should think things are more serious than what the Cavs lead on. And, like, I read Chris earlier today, and Chris was making the suggestion that, like, with the whole week or whatever, the Cavs believe that he'll be fine. Like, Atkinson believes that he'll be good and ready to go. But I don't trust them at all, Nick. Like, and so in the Indiana series, game one, if Darius is on the court, yeah, we get a highlight Darius. Now, the thing I don't want to have happen is if Darius struggles, everyone just turns around and says it's on the injury and have nothing to do with the postseason. But if the shoe fits right now, the shoe fits.
But it might not fit because of the toe. You didn't think about that analogy, did you?
No, you're right about toe. Well, I think you saying toe maybe had me thinking about that analogy to begin with.
Now, speaking of,
I almost interrupted you when you said toe, like, and didn't break stride. I almost interrupted you and being like arm, shoulder, because the way you read it, just read it so like it didn't read it like it was the injury. Darius Garland is toe out or not practicing for today's game. It was funny.
You're not wrong. Now, speaking of. We'll just throw this out there. 216-474-0092. Will you be disappointed if the Cavs don't finish?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
off the sweep tonight.
We just have a hard time getting up.
Well, but I think, easy, I do think the Darius Garland injury has given you a little bit of leeway in this game, right? Like, I think there's going to be a fair amount of people making excuses for the Cavs tomorrow if it's a close loss and you didn't have Darius today.
I mean, you mentioned how Donovan didn't seem like he was needing to put the world on his shoulders in Game 3, and there seemed like it was a focused attack in Game 3 to maybe let Donovan just kind of chill. I don't expect that tonight from Donovan. I expect Donovan to play pretty hard, and with that, the idea in mind, thinking that you just want to end the series, do it for Darius's health more than anything and everyone else's health, and just end this thing and get on to the round two.
So, we've talked a lot about the Cavs side of this. Tyler Hero, and this is going to be courtesy of the Miami Heat social media team. Tyler Hero does not like the idea of being swept today. This might be borderline a bit of a guarantee, though.
I told the guys in the locker room, you know, we wanted to be here. You know, we're the 10 seed. We had two games to win on the road. We could have let go of the rope then, but we wanted this. We wanted to be in the playoffs. You know, we're going to play till the final buzzer. We just got to keep playing. That's what we're paid to do, and that's who we are as an organization. We want to compete, and we're not going out 4-0.
Nah, I kind of hope they do.
It's not their choice.
Well, but
Tyler Hero's got no say in it. He can play his butt off. They just don't have the players.
Everything he said up until that last 1 second of that clip is not a guarantee.
Well, that sounded like he was debating whether or not they even wanted to do the postseason.
Yeah, so I think that's a good point.
As if like Pat Riley like gave him an option. Like, you guys want to go to Cancun now, or you guys want to do the playoffs? You don't have Jimmy Butler. You're not very good. You're going to lose in the first round. But if you want to, then we can make this push.
All right, now we know players in the NBA all the time. It's the Michael Jordan thing, right? They take like a perceived slight, or they invent a slight in their head, and then they take it out on somebody who has no idea that they feel slighted.
Yeah.
Do you want the Cavs to play this back and be like, they think they're not getting swept tonight?
So that's the only weak part about Darius not being involved in these two games, if he's not out tonight, is that Darius was the lead crap talker, and then he's just gone. I don't love that.
That's fair. Why?
Because I want Darius to be there to then laugh and dance on their grave is what I want.
That is.
I want him to talk the crap and then also be like, hey, Tyler Hero, we're still going to pick on you, and you got no chance. Here we go.
I mean, he'll still be there.
I know, but it's not the same.
He's got those nice, like, light blue jeans.
But John from the sideline never hits the same way. It doesn't.
Oh, I think if you're down 3-0.
You're in street clothes, which, by the way, his choice of street clothes would be really funny tonight. If he dresses like he's going to the beach or something like that, like, you just troll him a little bit. But it sucks that he was able to talk.
Maybe the Museum of Sex.
And that, too. You're suggesting he just... Not saying it. Never mind.
He wants to be daddy. Certain chaps.
Well, it was like the scene in Dodgeball when they don't have their uniforms.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's exactly what it is.
Yep.
You talk that much crap. You bring the fire out of the Heat players. Adebayo had to speak on it. Tyler Hero's now been vocal. Like, we got ourselves a real conversation before Game 3, and then he just wasn't there. It's not his fault. He's injured. But I'd like that redemption for him to be on the court and actually face the music a little bit with all that crap talk.
I actually think that's the funniest thing possible, is Darius injected some juice into this conversation, only for Darius to not have to be there. And the Heat, I mean, Tyler Hero was pissed. Bam Adebayo was pissed. They were so mad about what Darius Garland had to say, and then they got spanked at home. Like, they also were visiting a certain museum in South Beach.
Nicely
where
done.
There, you know, certain things are happening there. No, I mean, that to me is the funniest part of this. That's why I thought, like, after Game 3, there's no Game 4 fight. There's just not. There's no way. Tyler Hero can say whatever the hell he wants.
Is there hasn't been enough fight to begin with in the series anyway from Miami.
I mean, we saw it a bit in Game 2.
I meant physically, right?
They should go fisticuffs?
We had the Donovan Mitchell push. That's really, there hasn't been much. Like, compare it to...
There was the Darius SWAT.
Yeah, the SWAT. Very gentle. Like, he's trying to kill a fly or something. Yeah. Compare it to the Orlando-Boston series, which seems like everyone's throwing haymakers 24/7, and they're turning it into like the WWE, and it's got a night and day feel to it.
This actually brings up a really good point, because my greatest annoyance with this series is that the Heat are just a bunch of babies.
Yeah,
they just are.
Love sticking it safe.
Well, no, it's not even just it's not just they're soft as hell. They do not push back on you at all. Like, yeah. I can't remember who we had on, but they were like, well, Miami doesn't have size. It's like, Khalil Ware is 7 foot tall. Bam Adebayo.
Who said Miami doesn't have size? Miami, all they have is size.
We had a guest last week that was like, well, Miami doesn't have a lot of size.
They don't have a starter under 6'5".
No, I think they meant from their bigs. Meaning like, and it's like, okay.
You still have size.
Khalil's a 7 footer. You know, Bam 6'9" and was a small center until Khalil got there. Like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, this should be. Like, I know we can go big for big, but like, Miami's one advantage. And now I don't want to say one advantage. One way where they could hypothetically match the Cavs in an interesting way is you have a big with a lot of length as a shot blocker that is a proficient three-point shooter in Khalil Ware. You've got one in Evan Mobley. They've got a kind of, I don't want to say physical, but they've got Bam's a little bit better of an offensive player than Jared is, but a rim-running threat and a guy who can also impact defensive or paint in the defense. Like, you know, it's not Spider-Man versus Spider-Man, but like, there should be some interesting bigs matchup, and all I see is a Cavs bigs abusing Miami bigs.
Yeah, and then we could think pieces about how this is basically Max Strus's series. In the Max Strus revenge series, he's shined. Whereas many, many people have wanted to write Max Strus off, he has shined.
I just want to know if Bam Adebayo still doesn't know who Max Strus is.
I think he's got
can we get a little Ali tonight? What's my name? What's my name?
You can't say
the other one.
I actually do love the idea of just all the other Cavs players outside of the core four just talking a bunch of crap to Miami's players.
Yeah. I think, but it's got to be when you're up by like 30.
Yeah, I'm all right with that.
By the way, how have we gotten this far into the show? And it feels like Tyler Hero's guarantee had no juice.
It never had juice to begin with.
Well, okay, no. But if you think about it, you're down 3-0. You've already had your little spat with Darius Garland.
People knew that man was just talking.
And you and I, how much have we actually talked about it? You're 100% right, by the way. This is a toothless, effectless Heat team, of course. But I just think it's interesting. Like, this is the kind of stuff that, like, in previous years, us Cavs fans would eat up. And every time we go to talk about it, I'm like, it's Tyler Hero. He's a bum.
It's just that's part of the problem with the whole series. How do we take a series seriously when they built up all their wins and losses with Jimmy Butler and he's no longer there, and the remaining pieces we just don't think are very good?
Now, I think we've talked about how disappointed will you be, or will Cavs fans be, if the Cavs don't finish off the sweep tonight. Just from a big picture point, how important is it that the Cavs get this sweep?
I just think they need to just finish it off just from a health standpoint. I'm all thinking about health. That's the only reason why I want to make sure that they win game four. Nick, can you think of any other reason outside of that? Like, no one has to prove anything. Like,
we got a little breaking Browns news here.
It's not Deontay Johnson, is it?
Mike Garofalo tweeting out a mere seconds ago. Let me make sure this is for real. That is Mike Garofalo. The Browns are signing veteran wide receiver Deontay Johnson.
Well, all right. This does coincide with the idea that when you talk crap about a player, he becomes a member of the Cleveland Browns. He spent 4 months on Shador, and then it was always written in the stars he was going to come here. That's why we're having a celebration today. And then Deontay Johnson, you spent, 5 minutes earlier today?
I did.
Like, no chance. You didn't say no chance. Yeah. But you definitely, we talked about his character issues. Yeah. We talked about the problem that he's been on 3 teams in 8 months. He has not been a good NFL player, all things considered. And here we go, Browns.
What are you doing, man?
You didn't want to crap all over the great draft weekend that the Browns had, and you're like, but I need 5 minutes to tell you what a bad idea Deontay Johnson is. And I'm right there with you, by the way. I don't think it's a great idea, but here he is.
And it's not like he played good football last year.
No.
If you watched him anywhere, like, the Panthers are desperate for a good receiver. They didn't get it, right? Baltimore, desperate for another impact weapon for Lamar. They didn't get it. Guys, he failed out. In the last 2 years, he's failed out in Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and Houston. I'm not trying to go too hard at a young kid, because, again, it's less about him, and it's more about this locker room being ready to take on this. Like, if you were still trying to win this year, and when I say win, I'm not talking about getting to 8 or 9 wins. I get that. That's not what this move is. This is a low-risk, high-reward situation that you take when you think you have a chance to compete in the AFC, which if you still think at this point it is time to put down the paint because huffing it ain't doing you no good.
But why do they think he's cancerous? Why do they think that, like, they're the team to get him headed in the right direction?
With no clarity at quarterback.
Well, I mean, that's what this move kind of signals to me in many ways, right? You're trying to give whatever quarterback that is an actual chance to succeed. They did not address the wide receiver position at all, and I think this is them saying we need that to be a little bit better than what it currently is, even if it comes at the cost of getting somebody that is just an absolute, absolute cancer to the locker room.
Every locker room
he's been in. He flat out refused to go in the game in Baltimore. He's like, no, I don't want to play. It's like, what? That's not an option. You don't get to have that option.
Are we setting Kevin Stefanski up to fail with this one? Because the whole point of this offseason, the next year has to be about, it has to be about healing that locker room and giving Kevin a chance. That's what the optimistic view of this is. That I don't know you're doing that if Deontay Johnson is in that locker room. And again, don't know the kid. Never met him. I have no idea what he really is. I'm just looking at how he's bounced around the NFL and what it says about him and the stuff he's been suspended for. As much as I like the NFL draft or the Browns draft, I do not like this. The Browns signing veteran wide receiver Deontay Johnson. We got that going for us in case you missed it. Coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.